the wall. The wall morning, you have to go out at 8:30 in the morning.
No problem. You got a perfect excuse.
But the first two mornings, you're absolutely clear. The first few days after arrival day, and you have the meeting that afternoon and the banquet that night. Then the next day, you're clear until 3 o'clock. And the same the following day. For both of those, you're clear till 3, then you meet with Cho. And or Milo. Then the first evening, the first evening is the banquet. Then the second day, you're clear until 3, then you have the meeting, then you have the opera that night. The third day, you're clear until 3, then you have a meeting, then you have a gymnastic exhibition that night. Then the fourth day, you have to go to the wall. And you have a meeting that afternoon. The fifth day, you go to the Forbidden City, but that's only a one-hour tour in the morning. And that's all in the morning. Each day, you meet at 3. But they emphasize flexibility. And, you know, as you get there, they may change that. Safe in the morning because Joe doesn't like to be here. Your problem is going to be when you get clear at night.
Well, I'll have to work my hair out. See you in the morning.
But you'll be basically completely left alone. Go on your own pace in the morning.
I'm studying for you. Well, we certainly made the right decision. Report to the name, right, decision. I don't have to come back here and prepare the son of a bitch. And, you know what I mean? I can say it all when I get off the airplane, and I can relax for the balance of the week.
So I think you've got to. I know your theory of staying on some when you're up, but you can get pushed too far.
That's right. I think we do. I think we have. There's no way to make them all
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock meetings, I'm sure. So,
I think tentatively, what we'll do, we'll have those at 10, and we'll have some standby kind of schedule activity for Tuesday and Wednesday. That'll be basically sort of domestic kind of stuff, but no. Nothing that blocks you in, nothing that you
have to do. We really need much of it.
We don't need
much of it. We just have it just to announce the president and have it in Kevin.
And this meeting with his domestic advisors, you know, and staff meetings. And
somebody's got to come and tell me about busing the first report. I mean, to hear something about the wage board.
We'll figure out again what has to be done.
Then we'll have to set a meeting with Conley and create it.
Yep.
That's going to be fine. We ought to set it.
Yes. I wait a little. You won't want to go right into it anyway. then figure on staying until Sunday night. And we'll keep Monday clear so you can stay on Friday.
Saturday, Sunday.
We'll keep Monday clear so you can stay on Monday.
Yeah, it's good, it's being like, if I don't even agree, we have to start working once, which it might. I mean, I might get pretty, start to feel it. And on the last day, I'll know when they want to come back, or I'll say, I think I'll stay.
So we'll keep Monday clear.
It might be open, but we might stay. Now, with regard to the occurrences in the country, do we have to steal any of those in yet?
No.
I'd rather not.
Not if you don't want to go until like the second week.
I don't want to go the first week.
Then we
don't want to go the second week.
Do that.
And if I, my point is, I want to make a decision when I return.
Right.
See how everybody feels, you know, how, I mean,
Well, there's some options ready to look at. You know, I mean, you're ready to, we can
have a meeting on the country and so forth and so on. I might just have to go to California.
That Friday, I believe. She has to be there on Saturday. She has to be there on the board.
Well, it's not too bad if you've gotten that good welcome out there. That's going to the country too.
I think she'll be ready to go probably anyway. She might want to go on down to Florida earlier or something. She'd get out of here.
Which you'd be better advice to do, get the hell out of California earlier.
Just stay at San Clemente.
Sure. You can't ignore that those talking points over there.
They're very good. He's got a good first draft and a good little note to her on the, you know, the some other points that are still coming in that he's getting information from China on, and says if she wants to talk with her on the plane on the way to Hawaii and cover any other questions she has. He's done a good job briefing it. And
you know, when you stop to think of his job, briefing, you know, so him would be better than the State Department people or any shop. They just don't know, do they?
Well, he's done these very well because they're in conversational tone, the way she, you know, it's questions, the kind of question the press is going to ask instead of the stereotype question, you know, and he warns her about it, and then he goes through the problem of, yeah, he points out some warnings to her that they may try to press her into comparisons of their system versus ours, and how to handle those, not only the answer, but just a general guideline kind of thing, so shift it to a basis and just talk about how interesting it found. It's all stuff that may seem oversimplified. She may look at it and say, I don't need, you know, I don't know this, but it can't help but be helpful to
all. It's always well to have yourself reminded because many times you just say something that is totally, seems totally logical, but just is awfully wrong.
Yeah.
And you just have a little reminder, a little warning option.
I think she'll find this very helpful.
So glad it's done.
Jeez. I just hope this gal works out because that
Rita,
yeah, it's really answered.
I'm glad that you have time. No commitments about what I do in my return.
I think let's do our schedule planning afterward. We'll have plenty of ideas laid out. Ready to move in to here, but don't get locked on anything. Have yourself set so you can go to Key Biscayne.
Yeah.
Let it go with that.
What was it? You mentioned something about that we had scheduled for the New Hampshire primary day. Oh.
No, I was just thought that we'd go hit the country that week. I don't think that matters though. I don't think you need to do
north.
The fact of any of those primaries is totally
north.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
I bearing, you just go from here.
Is it actually gonna, maybe it's been so rough on the next crisis?
Well, he, getting bullies, he hates us on the economy, he hates them on the war.
He gets the hard-headed view across America. Those officers reported the muskets. Hard time to load.
Yeah, loads calling it muskot muskie.
Well, it's finally done, load taking a long time. I don't know if it helps.
Well, I think it does, it's getting played around a little bit, and I think anything that takes it on helps.
Well, I think that frankly, gets him.
From away from us.
Down from, Marlowe, just a little bit, you know, the press, that really can build a, they build a strong man there.
One of those cardboard man. Crazy Abraham Lincoln business.
It's unbelievable. Always reasonable, always careful, always right.
Yeah, well, they take every one of his faults and turn it around. The guy can't make up his mind and he flip-flops, so they say that's a man of
great,
great wisdom who considers things carefully.
Right.
Set of standards,
completely. But he is, he should not move on this war. His best posture is to be in the center.
He isn't in the center anymore.
His posture is not to be out there with the left hand.
He's over on the left, solid and hard now.
On that issue.
Sure. He's got a hell of a, I don't know how he can get back. He's there and pretty much there to say. Unless we let it back.
Well, people's memories are short.
Yeah.
I think that's, I can remember that. I've forgotten the Pentagon Papers now. They forgot the Anderson Papers. You realize?
Forgotten the Anderson Papers, they've forgotten India, Pakistan. Pretty much. Bangladesh still has a little.
Sure. But we'll recognize that in the future.
And don't forget that. Just like they'd forgotten those Igbos that were starving to death.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
But remember how, boy, that was so big.
Really amazing that now
he came and he supported those tons of men around him. But
took on Teddy Kennedy. That way he called him humanity and all that.
Yeah, that helped. I hope he does it again today.
He won't.
The forgotten issues, like Cali. Where's Lieutenant Cali today?
It's way back in the public mind.
It's funny. Get my weekly report from my two college kids.
Yeah.
And they talked to both of them last night. And,
you always have this day.
Oh, they call, you know, somewhere along the line. No, not necessarily. They, you know, it just happened to hit last week. They called after your speech, after the week before, and then we didn't hear from them after. That's very special for one of UCLA boys. Is very involved in politics and stuff. I thought my hand might have caused some trouble, especially with his professors and stuff. So I said, well, we survived this week? And he said, this has been the most fun of any week I've had at school. I said, why? He said, because there's been a lot of discussion. And everybody's pretty interested. And I said, well, I assume that I really turned him off with my McCarthyism and all. He said, not at all. That on the college campuses, even the left-wing kids liked it. Because it was a fight again, and they liked seeing some stirred up. And he said some of them were staring at you on the bed. basis of McCarthyism business. He said, not very many. They don't know McCarthy. They don't understand what they're talking about McCarthyism.
Absolutely.
Which is interesting. You know, they weren't alive when they weren't conscious when McCarthy was around.
Right.
So they really don't know.
Well, they weren't even alive. And most of them, 17, 18, were alive. He died in 57.
He died in 57, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't
know. 58.
So whatever it was, anyway.
They went around when he was an
interesting note that, you know, this, the Navy has something to do with the health theory companies. Controversy also, he's whatever. He loves that. So did Dan Buchanan, too. And then he bore it. And it's again totally opposed to the price of theory. Which said, he bore
it. Well, I said, you know, have we turned the kids off? Did I turn them off? Was it? Did it really clear upon? He said, no, not. He didn't think so.
Yeah. Well, good.
And, which is kind of interesting. But,
well, I tell you, I do think that it came at a good time in the sense that, like we said this before, the January 25th speech of the murders.
Oh, yeah.
Because, but having Woodman said it, that we have a pretty good number.
Right.
Oh,
sure.
No, I don't.
Oh,
it's a hell of a lot different. I mean, you're not gonna sleep quite as well the next day. I think the reason is really, it's fucked people up.
I wonder if 9:30 is kind of...